Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Sarah Selleck, naturopathic doctor and expert in digestive issues, and we've been talking about fiber and its many health benefits. And before the break, we discussed the two different types of fiber being soluble and insoluble, and a lot of the benefits of that. But specifically, Dr. Sarah, can we talk about some of the things that fiber does? For example, cholesterol. I mean, we talk about blood cholesterol levels, and I look at that as being, okay, we're talking about the bloodstream, and yet fiber is in a completely different pipe. So can you explain how fiber helps our blood cholesterol?
So when we talk about fiber and our blood cholesterol, what we want to acknowledge is that cholesterol is actually eliminated from the body via stool.
Yeah.
So we need soluble fiber for that reduction in cholesterol. And what unfortunately is a reality for a lot of Canadians is they're not getting enough soluble fiber. So what foods is it present in? It's in oat bran, and oatmeal is very common, legumes, lentils, and fruits such as apples and strawberries. But a lot of people aren't getting enough of these foods. They're definitely not taking a fiber supplement, and that's where this conversation becomes so important, and we really want to emphasize that there's a need for this soluble fiber, particularly in individuals who have a family history of high cholesterol, or maybe they've also been diagnosed by their doctor with having a cholesterol issue. Another point that I'll mention, though, is that a lot of individuals who have cholesterol issues also have issues with their weight. So their doctor will often say, to lower your cholesterol, start exercising and eat better, and try to lower your weight. What's one of the great benefits that comes with fiber is that it helps fill us up. So there was actually one study that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine journal, and people didn't change anything in their diet. They didn't make any dietary changes except they were told to ensure they met their 30-gram fiber requirement per day, and these individuals lost a significant amount of weight. So fiber, when we're having it every day, it eliminates calories that we've consumed, and for every gram of fiber we eat, we eliminate 7 calories, which doesn't sound like a lot, but okay. it does add up, and the benefits that come with us feeling full really does help with lowering weight and lowering cholesterol.
Yeah, so the cholesterol, it's just that it's not being absorbed from the intestines then.
Mm-hmm.
So the fiber is wrapping that up basically and delivering it out.
Yes, exactly. And that's something that, you know, is a benefit that a lot of people aren't aware of. But again, I want to emphasize that fiber also prolongs the effects of a hormone called CCK, which helps us feel full longer. So people tend to make healthier dietary changes as well when they have adequate fiber in their diet.
Okay. Diabetes. How does fiber help us with diabetes? I know you touched on it a little bit, but can you explain that a little further?
So very similar. So people will choose these high carbohydrate foods, or they'll have high sugar foods in their diet, and they'll have this sudden spike in blood sugars. This over time, of course, can really hurt us and increase our risk of developing diabetes. What fiber will do is it will actually help control that spike and control our blood sugars. So that's something that can really help people who tend to have cravings or tend to eat foods that are high in carbohydrates. Even just adding in that additional fiber can help with balancing out and maintaining a more healthy blood sugar level.
Heart disease and cardiovascular health. How does fiber help us there?
Very, very similar. So again, think about weight. So coming back to that, if we can live a healthy lifestyle and maintain a healthy weight, that of course is going to lower our risk of developing cardiovascular disease and heart disease. But of course, the cholesterol, we have to be mindful of that And diabetes. So often I talk about metabolic syndrome, so obesity, diabetes, cholesterol, and they all go hand in hand. So fiber, if you want to think of it, is a master at helping a lot of these conditions. We want to make sure that, once again, we are getting enough of it because it plays such a big role in preventing so many of these conditions that all go into a very similar category.
Yeah, and it greatly reduces the risk of heart disease and cardiovascular disease, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And another supplement that is also really key for those conditions is omega-3 fatty acids. So typically patients are taking an omega-3 fatty acid supplement along with fiber, especially if there's a family history of cardiovascular disease in the family.
A lot of people will supplement with probiotics. How does fiber help with a probiotic?
Well, fiber is a prebiotic. So
prebiotic.
We take probiotics to really populate our small intestine and our large intestine with these healthy, friendly bacteria. But then we need to keep them alive because they are live microorganisms. And they feed on fiber. So one of the benefits of dietary fiber or a fiber supplement is really that we're providing fuel to help maintain a healthier gut microbiome.
And cleansing, if someone were to do a cleanse, how does the fiber assist in a cleanse?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because now's a great time of year to do a cleanse. A lot of people are thinking about spring cleansing or maybe they've started a cleanse.
Yeah.
And there are great herbal cleansing kits that you can pick up when they come into the store. However, always make sure you're combining your cleanse kit with fiber because what fiber will actually do is help soak up toxins and it will also help remove fecal material that is maybe stuck to the colon walls. So we take these herbs sometimes to enhance detoxification, but without adequate fiber, these toxins can actually recirculate in the bloodstream and create cleansing side effects. So fiber is really important when it comes to cleansing, and the two should go together.
Now, Renew Life has a couple of products. One's called Fiber Smart. The other's called Organic Clear Fiber. And can we just touch on a few ingredients that are in there? One is flaxseed. What's the benefit of flaxseed, Dr. Sarah?
Again, excellent source of fiber. I am a big fan of flaxseed. I also think it's important, again, to mention that soluble and insoluble fiber. So there are different types of fiber, and we need both. So when somebody is looking to have a more balanced fiber supplement in their diet to add in, this is where it can become really helpful because they can add in the Fiber Smart, which has flaxseed. It also has acacia fiber, which is 100% soluble fiber.
Yep.
So it's a nice combination of both, not to mention that there's a little bit of L-glutamine and marshmallow root and slippery elm. So these very healing gut ingredients. So I'm a big fan of fiber that is balanced, unless an individual needs more of the soluble fiber, and in those cases, they will take 100% soluble formula, such as the acacia fiber. But for most people, they need a combination, of course, of both the soluble and insoluble fiber.
Yeah, the organic clear fiber is 100% soluble. Is that correct?
Yes, and also acacia fiber is 100% prebiotic.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You're going to hear more of this. It's already hit the news, and you know it's trending. Is how
yeah.
do we get more prebiotics into our diet? And what I love about the acacia fiber is it's like drinking a glass of water.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think that if they add fiber into their diet, it's going to be gritty and it's difficult to mix into foods. But this is really it's a white powder, and you mix it into water, so it's much like drinking a glass of water with no taste and no smell. So very easy to get that additional fiber into the diet.
Yeah. Now the Fiber Smart is like a 50-50 combination, isn't it?
Yeah, so 50% soluble and 50% insoluble. So it's that nice blend.
Can you describe the L-glutamine when you talk about the healing aspect of the gut?
Yes. So with L-glutamine, if we think about colon cells and repairing damage to the intestinal lining, L-glutamine is my go-to supplement. A lot of people now, they have food intolerances or food sensitivities. They're reacting to wheat or eggs. I had a patient last week. I ran the blood work for her, and she was shocked to learn that she was reacting to celery. So, okay. You know, people are having all sorts of different food reactions now, and L-glutamine can really help to repair that damage to the small intestine, to really help heal any damage that's taken place over the years, so that somebody can start addressing those digestive symptoms or those food sensitivities that they may have developed.
So these are supplements, these fiber, the Fiber Smart and the organic clear fiber. So these are supplements you take, add it to your daily regimen of meals and so on. Now, will fiber cause you to run to the bathroom all day long?
Well, it depends. So typically with the supplements, I mean, you're not taking that much. So the supplement is not going to have you running to the washroom. But if somebody is eating a very, very high fiber diet, it is possible that it could lead to loose stools or diarrhea, which is why, I'm really an advocate for calculation. Find out how much fiber you are getting per day and stick to that 25 or 30, 40 grams rather than getting too much. It's not common to eat too much fiber. If anything, most people are really not getting enough fiber. But if somebody does get too much fiber, yes, it is possible that their body will tell them and they will present with uncomfortable loose stools.
So the someone with an IBS, Crohn's, colitis, maybe polyps, they would want to stick more to the soluble, wouldn't they?
Yes. And the soluble, again, think about the absorption of water. So a lot of soluble fibers out there will almost lead to a more dehydrated colon, and can actually worsen constipation. So I typically don't recommend 100% soluble fiber to somebody who's constipated. That's where they would benefit from a more balanced fiber formula. But for somebody who has loose stools or IBS diarrhea, absolutely the acacia fiber, 100% soluble fiber, is a much better choice for them. And the benefit is also that it doesn't have those uncomfortable gastrointestinal side effects that can sometimes come with fibers such as psyllium.
Doctor, we're almost out of time here, so we're going to have to close this off. We should have maybe talked a little bit longer.
That's okay.
But we're
we'll
running
have
out
to talk again next time.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So thank you for joining us, Doctor, on Insights for Health and opening up some insights into fiber being more than just about bowel movements, for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so we've been talking with Dr. Sarah Selleck, naturopathic doctor and digestive health expert, and the Fiber Smart, the organic clear fiber, and the cleanses that Dr. Sarah mentioned are all at The Healthy Habit. And you've been listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. Like us on Facebook, visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca. And you can re-listen to this radio show or subscribe to our next level, where we send out an email and keep you informed on health topics, savings, and free giveaways at The Healthy Habit, where we help you achieve your next level one step at a time, all life long.